Welcome, everyone, to I Want More Action Reviews. And today we're going to review The Gray Man, came out in 2022, directed by the Russo brothers, starring Ryan Gosling, Chris Evans, Ana de Armas, and Billy Bob Thornton. What's it about, Frank?
Well, Chris, The Gray Man, according to IMDb, is when the most skilled CIA operative, whose identity is known to none, accidentally uncovers dark agency secrets. Then a psychopathic former colleague puts a bounty on his head, setting off a global manhunt by international assassins.
All right, there's a few corrections from we have to make on that IMDb synopsis. Okay, so first of all, Chris Evans' character is not a former colleague.
No, he was in training in the CIA, but he washed out because he was too psycho. He was too was it psychopathic or whatever? Like
psychotic.
He was psychotic. Yeah, he was crazy. Yeah.
And he basically now he plays like this like evil mercenary that the CIA brings in to do like these really bad jobs.
Yeah, and also in this story, the CIA is corrupt, and that's basically what Ryan Gosling uncovers, and that's why they hire this guy, Lloyd Hansen.
Lloyd Hansen, yeah.
To basically project manage a bunch of other assassins to go and kill Ryan Gosling.
So basically, what's going on in this movie is Ryan Gosling plays he's part of like this dark group in the CIA that no one's supposed to know the true identities of, and his character just has a name is just a number six.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a piece of evidence that shows the CIA is corrupt, and the head of the CIA wants that evidence back. So they hire Chris Evans is Lloyd Hansen to hunt him down. And during the movie, Ryan Gosling teams up with a CIA agent played by Ana de Armas, who helps him pretty much try to get the truth out and save his former CIA boss, played by Billy Bob Thornton, who was kidnapped by Chris Evans' character.
And his niece as well.
And his niece, yeah, who he kind of bonded with during the film.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What do you think of The Gray Man?
Yeah, The Gray Man is a fun ride, man. The Russo brothers know how to make an exciting action film, I'll tell you that. Like, even though I know Netflix spent like $200 million, it's money well spent, man, because it's definitely all up on the screen.
I couldn't agree more. The movie, I wish this was in theaters. I really do. I would love to have seen this movie in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
Just the action set. First of all, the action in the movie never stops. It never stops.
It's like a 2-hour movie also.
Yeah. And so. Every plot point is to bring you to another big explosive action scene.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing, right? This is an action movie through and through. The plot, you've seen this a million times before. Literally, it's not about the plot, like, you know, but the action set pieces are really what make this movie amazing. And like you're saying, Chris, like, it doesn't let up. Like, there's only a few moments in the movie where like it even takes some time aside to like try to build some characterization or even throw in some exposition here and there so you know what's going on. But everything is an afterthought to just the incredible action set pieces.
And I'll even say, like, even though the plot is thin because of just so much action, there's enough plot here to keep you engaged, rooting for Ryan Gosling's character.
Yeah, there's a lot happening, but like it's still a quintessential story about like, you know, good guy versus bad guy, right? Because like, yeah. That's the thing. Chris Evans is great as Lloyd Hansen. Like he's a good villain. You know, Ryan Gosling is a typical great hero. Like they really do play with each other really well. And you know, this movie does not demand really much from you. It kind of paints everything with like by the numbers, right? Like he's bad, he's good. That's it. Like the rest of it's just a fun ride, really.
And, you know, plot-wise, you're kind of just taking Bourne and Taken and putting them together.
Yeah, exactly.
That's basically what the plot is of this film.
Yeah, with crazier action set pieces, right?
Yeah, blows both of those movies out of the water when it comes to action.
Number three? Even Taken 3? You sure?
Oh, Taken 3 is one of the best action films ever put on celluloid, but that movie's so bad.
It's
horrendous.
It's horrible,
though. Maybe Bourne 3 might
yes,
you know,
maybe.
Hold
maybe,
up a little bit to this.
Maybe,
yeah, Bourne
yes.
3 is great, but yeah. Taken 3?
No, they should
torture people with Taken 3, like, you know, like Clockwork Orange style, just hold your eyes open.
Make them watch the movie over and over again. They'll lose their
minds. Yeah, then you watch it and, until you just die from boredom. But, the movie's not a unique film, but it's one thing I want to say is like it has that over the top style of action similar to like a Fast and Furious movie, but it doesn't jump the shark. You're never like looking at it, you're like, Jesus Christ, right?
Yeah, it doesn't go that far. There's a couple of points where like it teeters on that line, but the Russo brothers are smart enough to know they know when to like rein it in and make it get like more serious. Like they don't go all the way with it.
No cars driving on falling down bridges.
There's no James Wan, right? Like they know what they're doing, and it's good because like the caliber of actors and even like the budget, like you really want to rein it in and keep it a little bit more serious for your audience, right? You don't want it to feel like a cheap, schlocky film, right? So I can appreciate that.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to take our three subjects that we use to review a movie, and we're going to break them down. We talk about action scenes, directing, and acting. And Frank starts with the action scenes.
Well, the action scenes, like we said before, are amazing, but probably one of the best action scenes in the entire movie is when our hero, Ryan Gosling, is handcuffed to a bench in Rural
Oh,
Park, where the cops are going after him, as well as three other hitmen squads at the same time. And it's just complete and utter mayhem. But the way it's filmed is incredible. It's coherent. You know what's going on. You know where everything is. It's like everything feels like there has been time. Time and care have been taken. Make sure everything looks and feels right. And you can tell. You can tell this why this movie cost like $200 million in that one scene alone. But it's amazing. Like I'm hard pressed to think of any other like big exuberant action set piece that's been like I've seen like that in a while.
And what's so cool about that is it like directly leads into the next big awesome action scene when he gets on a monorail,
Yes.
and the,
Yeah.
like literally it's like attached to that scene, and they're machine gunning this monorail to like pieces, and he
Yeah.
has a SWAT team like it just looks so visceral and awesome, the scene,
Yeah.
like you cannot take your eyes off it.
Yeah, it is pretty bonkers. And again, this whole time you still know what's going on. Like in the hands of any other director, it would have been a mess. It would have been all over the place. You wouldn't know what the hell
Paul
is going
W.
on.
Anderson or
Oh
someone
God,
like
Lord,
that.
no. Oh no. And that's why you got the Russo brothers, because they know what they're doing. And even watching this, there is still hints of like Winter Soldier in there too, right? Like you can just see, if you watch Winter Soldier, then you watch the Gray Man, there are quite a few scenes that are almost like directly ripped from like that movie, right? Like,
Especially the fist fights.
yeah. It's the same
I'm
type of
very curious.
cinematography.
I didn't look. I don't know if IMDb still gives you the full cast and crew, but I am curious if Sam Hargrove did the fight choreography on the movie. I'm looking now and I do not see a fight
I don't think
choreographer.
they have the crew. You may have to do a premium for that, maybe. Well,
No,
you
I'm
know some of
looking
the
down
crew.
now. Like they have, they're just, I cannot believe how many people worked on this movie.
Oh yeah, I mean, this is a $200 million film. Like, and the best part is that you can see it on the screen. Like, I don't mind when a movie spends like $200 million. Like, that's a lot of money. But it's bad when like it's like bad CG, or you don't get your money's worth. You don't feel like you're really seeing the money up on the screen. But a movie like this, you definitely get all of it. And again, there's a ton of like, and again, there's a lot of special effects as well that go into it, and they all look amazing. It's a mix of like practical and CGI, and it's hard to tell the difference most of the time.
So if you look at here and you look at fight choreographers, there's actually like eight of them.
Sure,
So there's a
sure.
lot of people. You know what it is? It's cool though too because a lot of the characters have their own fighting style. Like
Yeah.
the guy who plays the Indian assassin, he has a different fighting style than like Ana de Armas, and then Ryan Gosling has a different fighting style than like Chris
Yeah.
Evans' character.
Yep.
So that's probably why they brought so many different people in to do fight, which and it all comes together really cool. Like the fight scenes are great.
Yeah, it helps to kind of differentiate the characters too, right? Like you should do. Like everyone fighting shouldn't feel the same, right? It should feel like they have their own, like I said, style, their own character to themselves.
Which is one of the issue Marvel fights have, speaking of
Yes,
Marvel,
it's
where
all very
every character,
samey.
if they're like a not a superpowered character, they fight just like each other.
Yep, exactly. Totally.
Like, is there really a difference between the way like Captain America fights and the way Winter Soldier fights? They fight exactly the same. So let's move on to directing. What do you think about the Russo Brothers directing of this
Yeah,
film?
again, they knocked it out of the park with this movie, because I feel like in anybody else's hands, it would have been a mess to have like a $200 million film with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans and everybody else involved. Like, there's no way this movie should have like been as good as it was. But like, the Russo brothers have a good experience. They're good producers. They're good directors. Like, they came from humble beginnings, but right now, man, they're sitting on top of the world. And again, like, yeah, this isn't no like Academy Award winning film, but it definitely satisfies, I think, like most people's urges for like a great action film. And there's something to be said about that
I also
too.
don't th it doesn't want to be an Academy
No,
winning
no,
film.
no,
This is like a
no.
popcorn action flick.
Yeah, exactly. But it's like a high-end popcorn action flick, right? Like it's a very expensive, like, a popcorn action flick, which we don't get many of these, which is why like I think we get so excited when they do come out. But this is one of those movies where I definitely wish it was in theaters, because this would have been amazing in theaters, man.
Another thing, Russo brothers have a really good thing going on Netflix right now between Extraction, which they wrote, and basically their protege, Sam Hargrove, directed it. Then this, Extraction 2 comes out next year, which they wrote and their protege is directing it again. And that, like, they have a great thing going on right now with Netflix. And when I see like the Russo brothers and Netflix together, I'm starting to get that feeling when I see like they're doing something where I get excited.
Because they're not going to like half-ass it.
Exactly.
That's the thing. There's a lot of Netflix material that maybe didn't come from Netflix. They purchased it maybe, or maybe it was produced with another production company, and then maybe they finished it up. And yeah, a lot of those movies don't really come out really good in the end. But you can tell this was like from beginning to end, this was like made in with Netflix, with the Russo brothers, all in all, right? It's a complete product. Doesn't feel like it came from someplace else, or like they just finished up some CGI and put it out like to get viewership. And they really took their time with this one.
There's a lot of good actors in this movie. What do you feel about the acting?
The acting's good. I mean, it's nothing, honestly, it's nothing amazing, right? But like, because the parts don't really demand it. I mean, I'll tell you this, Ryan Gosling could do anything, man.
Yeah.
Like, he can literally do anything. Same thing with Chris Evans. Like, the guy can be Captain America, or he could be a villain, Lloyd Hans. Like, the guy can do anything. Billy Bob Thornton's great, and the Armas is great. Like, everyone in the cast is good, but like, this movie does not demand like you have the to have like this high caliber acting skills, right? It's the Gray Man. It's just the fact that Ryan Gosling is like, he's so good with Chris Evans. Like, they really kind of make the movie, the two of them together. They kind of like flesh it out more.
I think the acting is serviceable to the type of film that they're trying to make. Like they don't, like you said, they don't, they're not going for like these knockout performances here. They're
No,
playing,
no.
they're kind of just playing themselves, right? Like Chris Evans is kind of hamming it up
Oh,
a lot because that's the
he's
character he's
hamming it up.
playing. But Ryan Gosling, Ana de Armas, Billy Bob Thornton, they're just playing like normal people. Like they're not, they don't have any characteristic to them that's different than they would normally act in any other movie. It's really Chris Evans who's putting on the big performance here.
He's the one, and again, in a way, like he's the one that steals the show, because like Ryan Gosling's character is pretty like stoic most of the movie, right? Like, you don't really see much from him. Ana de Armas is kind of the same thing there. She's there too when she needs to be, but like the one that you really remember is Chris Evans, because, and again, he's just having fun with it, right? He plays a really good villain that you love to
And
hate.
you could tell he loves this character.
Yeah, and you know what? It makes sense, because you spend 10 years playing Captain America, right? Who's like a goody goody. It's like you finally get to have some fun with the character for once, you know?
Him and Ana de Armas are like getting like this little duo thing going on where they were in Knives Out. Now they're in this, and they have another movie coming out. I think it's for Amazon Prime. They're gonna make it some horror movie together. So they're really starting to like be like the not a relationship wise, but just movie wise, like the it duo that people are looking at to like they make good movies.
Yeah, they work well together. Yeah,
Yeah, they have
exactly. Why
chemistry.
not?
They have good
Yeah.
chemistry. Thanks for watching our review. Please remember to like and subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below letting us know what you thought of The Gray Man.